Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, the conclusion to episode 175. This is part two, We That Know the Lord. Today is Sunday, November 28th, the day before Cyber Monday, 2010. Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from spirited North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA, and I'm sitting in the rabbi's office right now at Disciples Ministries' historic Mikra Kodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. Right now, I can hear some bags rustling. We are filling them with food. If you need food and you live in North Minneapolis, you live in South Minneapolis, you live in East Minneapolis, West Minneapolis, you live in the state of Minnesota, come to Pastor Paul's and register your household for monthly groceries. If you're living in a household of two or more, or you are a senior, 60 years and older, or disabled with proof, maybe you're a veteran, come call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. and get your household registered for groceries. We have got a lot of food and we have a lot to give away, so don't be shy. Give us a call. And for those of you who are not in Minnesota and you're listening to this podcast, be sure to join our online community. A lot will be happening there in the future, but for right now, just go to the top of the homepage. You're going to find interactive links to Pastor Paul's blog, Flickr, the podcast, Life Vantage, and YouTube. And don't forget Twitter. Sounds little, but it's big. Twitter. Follow the Twitter Rumble, generally on Thursday, where I do live tweets when I'm actually recording Pastor Paul's messages. So don't forget Twitter Rumble on. Why do we call it the Twitter Rumble on Thursday? Why? Because we're in the middle of a rumble. Can you hear that phone ringing? All right, we're already getting calls for Pastor Paul's. People want to register, but call back at 1 o'clock. You can also go to Pastor Paul's blog. You can leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, give a testimony. If you want to do all that at the blog, go ahead. We'll be interested in reading it. You can also email me, but I wouldn't. I've got way too many emails. Better yet, just call me on the phone, 612-521-4665. I'd love to hear your voice. Okay, don't send me an email. Call me on the phone. Or start a podcast. It's fun. All right. Hey, I am psyched. I'm in the rabbi's office. How can't you be excited about that? Speaking of the rabbi, also scripture links within Pastor Paul's messages. Be sure to check those out. Now, this is the November introduction. I almost forgot. This is the November introduction. Let me get my tapes. Hang on a minute. I'm in the rabbi's office at the rabbi's desk. I'm taking over, people. Okay, here we go. Hang on. I have to take the rubber band off of all these tapes I have for the month of November. Okay, and you know, if you come to the podcast, you know, you can just actually go through this message. You don't have to listen to the whole thing. Okay, but here it is. Who is willing to go? That's next week's message. Learning to be content. Oh, learning to be content. I've been going to so many things, talking and listening about content. I get the two mixed up sometimes. Be content or be content. Well, I guess That's what we are right now. We're being content. Okay. We that know the Lord. I wonder if there's some we that know the Lord. Okay, well, that's the next one. Whatever happened to the will of God for now? Okay, I'm kind of thinking on all of these. Let me go back again. You know, I am kind of a slow reader, but I'm trying to I'm trying to kind of take this in. Okay, let me try it again. Now, keep in mind, this is not a radio broadcast. It's a podcast. Okay, so I don't have to do a perfect job. All right, here we go. This is the November announcement. I'm your hostess for the mostest. I already said that. Okay. Who is willing to go? That's a good one. I know that's going to be good. Who is willing to go? I am. Okay, I know you're holding up your hands right now. The next one, learning to be content. That I know is going to be a good one because that is hard for all of us, especially me. Learning to be content, not content. We that know the Lord. Now that one, we that know the Lord. I get it. We that know the Lord. Okay. Whatever happened to the will of God for now? Okay. Those are them. Those are November's podcasts coming up. And be sure to listen both on Friday night and on Sunday. We're kind of doing the same thing that we did with Pastor Paul in church. You know, every Friday night we came in and listened to a message that was always so cool because it was at night and we came in and listened. There usually weren't hardly any people here, very few people, the die-hard people that wanted to hear the message. Okay, so you've got to hear that. That is part one. Part two is on Sunday. A lot more people come on Sunday. You know, everybody kind of goes to Sunday school, the church thing. But I want you, my die-hard podcast listeners, I want you to listen to part one on Friday and part two on Sunday. Promise me. Scout's honor. God bless you. Have a great month of November. Have an excellent Thanksgiving. And if you need food, give us a call. Bye.
Personally knowing a personal God. So many people don't. And even professing Christians. They have to go to somebody and they have to take lessons. Now, what does it say in the Bible about healing the sick? It says, lay your hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Though you don't always know how they're healed. But they're healed some way. Now you can go buy tapes for $400 or $500 on how to heal people. That's really stupid. Not me. No. I just go by the will of God. That's what I go by. Does it say anywhere in the Bible, go on down and buy some seminar tapes for $500 and I'll show you on there how to heal people? Sham. They have them kind of tapes, don't you know, in the world. How to get rich. So I seen it on, was at a place where they had this cable thing and it was on channel 24. And it was $400 and some for some tapes on how to make it. Well, I should be a sequel to that. How to get broke in 15 minutes, you know, send in for them tapes. Oh my. And now the Christian even picks up on that. How to heal people. What do? Do you sneak up on them? Step by step, inch by inch, you sneak up on them, huh? No, you just lay your hands on them. Say, Lord, have your way. No, Paul says, I know whom I have believed. Are you hearing this? What a grand support that kind of faith is. Well, a lot of people know the Scriptures, but they don't know the author. I'm talking about knowing God. And they can quote Scriptures. It says in Isaiah, and it says in Matthew 13 and 2, and it says in John, and it says here, and it says there, and they're just as cold as icebergs. You ever seen somebody like that? See, if you really know Him, you will just once in a while say, have thine own way, Lord. Have your own way with me. Do whatever. But oh, how sweet the Bible is when we know Him. Like Job, when his wife said, listen to what his wife said. Do you still hold fast your integrity? And he's up there on top of this big dunghill, see, and he's got this pot chair and he's scraping off all of these boils off his body. He's scraping them off. And do you still hold fast to your integrity? You know what she said after that? Curse God and die, dummy! Read it. And listen what he says to her. You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? How many know that God created good and God created evil? Both of them. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? Now, a lot of times something happens to you. God's dealing with you. You better accept it. And let me tell you, God is about to deal with a whole lot of folks. Don't you want Him to deal with you? He's going to deal with you anyway. And he said, the Bible says, and in all this, Job, listen, did not sin with what? His lips. Whew. His wife sinned with her lips. His friends sinned with their lips, didn't they? They were sitting there looking at him. I wonder why this is happening to him. Oh, I mean, he's lost. We're the only three friends he's got left. And they weren't too hot either, let me tell you. I wonder why this is happening. Look at him. Isn't he a mess? What'd you do to God anyway? You must have done something wrong. See, he knew God. Oh, preacher, in the end time, you're going to have to know God. Yes, you are. This says, the enemy will be in your own household in the very end. And so he lets his wife and others judge and tell him, God is judging you. That's what they said. God's judging you. No, God was just using him as an example. Have you tried my servant Job? Are you, preacher, are you under a hard time right now? Praise God. Is you sitting on a dunghill, are you, fella, with boils all over your body? Scrape them off. Keep your mouth shut. Don't sin with your lips. It's kind of hard to do. Whew. And he said nothing back. See, when a renewed heart truly knows God, it no longer quarrels with Him, no matter what he says or what he does. It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth good to him, the Bible says. Because we know His chastisements are for our own good. So many preachers right now I've talked to, they say, my God, what's going on? I'm really going through a heavy time here. Well, I said, let it happen, man. What can you do about it anyway? Let it go. Doesn't matter. Yeah, but he said, this preacher told me, and this is the third one I talked to this week, he said, I heard you on the radio, and you said sometimes folks, even Christians, get meaner than hell itself. He said, well, you know that's the truth? Man, I'm telling you, I've never seen nothing like this. Well, I says, this is just the tip of the iceberg. They haven't cut loose yet. No way, baby. I says, they're just going to wait. And one guy even came all the way from California to ask some questions. And he says, what do you do? He says, now, I'm in the same kind of a ministry you are. This is Nate Battle, by the way, that used to have the Hallelujah House. I'm in the same kind of a situation you are, and I'm down on in sort of a ghetto situation. And he says, every self-righteous boob comes in there. And he says, I've been prophesied over so much, he says, I hate to see somebody come in the door. He says, I can't get nothing done. People are so busy telling me what God told them about me. Well, I said, don't say anything back. Don't get into it. Keep your mouth shut. Now, this guy is 6'9". You know who he is. Wears like 15 shoes. Now, he could kick them out of there farewell. And he'd go all the way across the street, end up on top of some building over there. You know who he is. George, you know Nate Battle. He's so big that when I went to talk to him the first time, I spun around and I got his belt buckle print on my face. Well, he says, you know something? That really is the truth. Why waste our time arguing with all these folks and trying to stick up and try to, you know, keep our reputation and all that? He says, it ain't worth it. I says, man, lose it. God lost his. They called him a whoremonger. They called him a wine bibber. They called him the devil. I didn't think of that. Well, think about it. You think you're greater than your master? I said, man, we are in the end times, and all sort of matter of hell is going to come on you. And they came to Jesus' family and all, and they said, hey, your mother and your brother's sisters. I said, who's my mother and who's my brother and who's my sister? Peter, do you love me more than these? Now, they were fish to be sure, but the gist of the thing is, do you love me more than this? This or this or this or this? I tell him, if you don't hate him in regards to love of me, then you can't be my disciple. No, each renewed person knows the Lord for himself. For himself. You cannot know God except for yourself. We asked Charlie here. Charlie, do you know him? Well, my mom and my dad do. But do you know him, Charlie? My uncle does. No. But do you know him? Well, my pastor sure does. That is not the question, Charlie. Secondhand knowledge isn't enough. You can't know God through other people. And why should you want to, Charlie? You can't see God with another man's eyes, Charlie. You must be born again. You must be pure by the blood, or you cannot see God. You must be born again, Charlie. Now, how do we get this knowledge? By the move of the Holy Spirit. That's how you know. I think it is the duty of every blood-bought Christian man to say to his neighbor and brother and sister, know the Lord. I mean, we reach people for Jesus. And you know why we do it? That is our born-again instinct. You can't help yourself. You reach him for Jesus. That's like a salmon that goes back into the riverbeds to lay their eggs. How do they do that? By the hand. They know God. Or the swallows that return to Capistrano. Is that where they go? But the man who really knows the Lord does not know him solely by such instruction. It means, but not a way. I mean, it's an obtaining, but it's a knowledge, but it comes from a higher sense. It comes by the Holy Spirit. It says, all Zion's, let me get it right, all Zion's children are taught of the Lord. They know God by Him revealing Himself to them. And you know when God reveals Himself to you? In a trial.
Oh, God, the preacher called me. These people are so damnable mean. I feel like going into... Pastor Paul, I never seen nothing like it. I totally agree with that program that was on the radio the other day. They are so damn mean. I don't believe it. Oh.
I said, look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, you know you're right. You want to really see God and know God, preacher? Then you're going to have to suffer, it says, the sufferings of Christ. And I guess to really, really know Him, to really know Him, I mean, the pinnacle of knowing Him would be on the cross, with Him spitting on you and throwing eggs at you and calling you a whoremonger and all manner evil. So praise God. Let her rip. Right, folks? Isn't that right? Now, I'm not talking about preachers, even you, or you, or you, or you, or any of you. You want to really know Jesus, you got to know Him in His sufferings, the Bible says. Well, isn't that a cause? To know Christ in His suffering? Doesn't everybody want a cause? Give me a cause. Something to fight about, something to fight about. Hey, pick up the cause of Christ, you'll have plenty to fight about. Especially in this demon-infested age. Don't all young people want a cause? Oh, hey, do you want people to throw rotten eggs at you? Get up on some building and say, I love Jesus. They'll send a fire ladder up after you. Get him down. Spray off the top. Now, listen. Unless preaching is inspired and the listeners are inspired, the word is flat. How are the listeners inspired? By the Holy Ghost. Whew. See, the word is flat if the listener are judges and they're sitting in audiences and there are so many judges. Now, everybody's an expert now. You go to these churches, and I'm talking about charismatic churches, and hey, that's what we are, and that's what is happening right now, and they get down in there, and everybody is a self-appointed prophet of God. They even make themselves. They say, okay, now I'm going to put my hand on you. You are a prophet. You have the word of knowledge. You are a teacher. You are a preacher. You are a teacher. And they go on. And so everybody in the audience is an expert. Do you know what happened when everybody became an expert in art? They got modern art. It's the most ugliest thing that ever was. They get a couple of monkeys and they say, here's the paint, and they teach these monkeys to throw the paint in it. Then they get some human beings and they run as fast as they can in some kind of an old diaper and slide on their face through this thing and on their knees and elbows and swim around in it and hang it up for $1 million. That's modern art. And that's the same mess we got in Christianity right now, because everybody is an expert and you can't tell anybody nothing. And right now while I'm speaking, everybody's being shown how to be a great healer. Everybody isn't called to do those things. Say amen, somebody. Everybody isn't called to preach and to teach. They're not ordained to God. And there's so many people getting people up that shouldn't get them up at all. They're not called to do it. Oh, that was great. That was wonderful. I see it right now. I prophesy over you that you're going to go to the ends of the earth. You're going to preach to the multitudes. And then you get 1,000 of those nuts running around. Let me tell you, you can't tell them nothing. They're so puffed up, you can't even get them through a double door. Their heads are so dang big. Say amen, somebody. My God, it's time somebody said something. Come on. Well, Peter confessed to Christ. I like this. You remember how the Lord Jesus said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee." Now, you may know a great deal, people. Listen, preacher. Listen, people on the radio. We are in the end times. My God, it's so close. Oh, there's so many walking around with these great big heads on. Oh, my. They can't even scratch their head. Their arms won't reach that far. You ain't going to learn it by the knowledge of men. You ain't going to learn it by somebody telling you you're this or you're that. No. You can never receive this except by the teachings of the Lord. Unless you are called of God to do something, don't do it. Say amen, somebody. And I believe a lot of us are fooled and we're called of the devil to do things. The Bible says, "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord." And that's why God, in the end time now, is going to have to teach all of his children. Why? So many self-appointed teacher, preacher. I've heard women come up to me and says, "Oh, I had hands put on me. I am a prophetess. I am a preacher. I am a teacher." And they go into that church and they totally cause a division in that thing that's so hellish you will not know what you're talking about till you get into a situation like I am, where I preach reality. And people don't want to hear reality. They want to hear the light fantastic. They want to float off into Never Never Land. They want to get into little discussions here and little discussions there. But they do not want to get into the will of God. And that's to feed people and then to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if there's a Holy Ghost movement, it comes a flowing out. It says, "Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water." It's not by man, it's by the Holy Spirit. And if a word of knowledge comes, and if a word of wisdom comes, and if some prophecy comes, it flows out. And the preacher that doesn't even know anything about it, it just flows severally. Whichever comes out, it just comes out. And he don't take credit for nothing. I'm nothing. You're nothing. Say amen, somebody. And that's the way it is. Let me lock it up here. Let me assure you this. You, the receivers of personal teachings, can't be swayed. God is teaching you. You cannot be swayed. I've been taught by God, I will not be swayed, I will not be swayed. Or fooled by the doubts and denials of men, you will not be swayed, no, it'll just make you tougher and meaner in God. Do you hear it, preacher? Don't be swayed, you've been taught of the Lord. It says in the Bible, false prophets would, if it were possible, deceive the very elect. But the Bible says it is not possible that the elect should be deceived. You see there, how can I put this? Their internal evidence is greater than their carnal reason. Their witness on the inside overpowers their frontal lobes because they commune with the Most High God, and the secret of the Lord is within them, and so their heart is fixed. Have you got a fixed heart? Have you? Well, if you've got a fixed heart, nothing will, preacher, listen, nothing will divide your ministry because you have a fixed heart. Now, the secret of the Lord is with you when you have a fixed heart. It's not possible to destroy the work of the Holy Ghost. My own personal ministry, and I've been in it for 14 years, I know that once God has started a work by the Holy Ghost, it is impossible for any man to destroy that work. This work in the 7 years, now I'm not talking about the other 7 years I was out there, and that's another story, believe me. That is another story. Oh, you want to write books? Man, I could write a million of them. Well, your messages are a book. Well, so what? How many hearing this? And I just got another 5 minutes to go here. Do you want to hear the rest of it? Well, then I'll let you have the rest of it. What we have heard and seen, we testify. And it says, if men receive not our witness, it is nonetheless sure to be in our own hearts. It's impossible, I said, for anybody to ruin a work of the Holy Ghost. I remember, this is about the sixth time some division has come in here, into this church. And all through this division, there's been about six people that have remained in this particular ministry, and I've allowed it. And every time, it stems from the same people, the same division. Why is that? Because wherever good is, evil is always present. Say amen, somebody. I think, and I know right now, preacher, if you're hearing me on the radio, listen to this tape, You need to go to your people when you feel this kind of thing and say, brother or sister, goodbye. It's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, oh, it's been good to know you. So long, huh? It's been good to know you. You've been a long time of leaving me, huh? Get out. Be bold. Because there's so much to do, there's so much going on that you don't need to dilly-dally and fiddle around with people that don't want to be with you. My God, tell them to get out! Now I'm just talking to the radio audience, okay? If that hits you in here, well then run. Beat it out this dang door. Say amen, somebody. See, there ain't time for it. There is not time for it. And I think it's time that preachers really preach it and preach it right instead of dilly-dallying around the bush. Say amen, somebody. Preacher, if you have somebody come in and they're doing an audience count on you, give them a counter and say, you're done counting? Now get out of here. Say amen. That's what's going on right now. I have preachers calling me all the time. Be bold and tell them there's the door. That's what they're trying to show you. Say amen, somebody. Is it kind of bold? How many know it's time for us to be bold in the house of God? Yes, it is. What you get from God, people, will last forever. What mom gives you will pass away. What dad gives you will pass away. What your teacher gives you will pass away. But what the Holy Spirit implants in all of us, all the devils of hell can't take it away from us. It's a knowledge given by the Spirit, and it's clear, and it's definite, and it's personal, and it's assured, and it's positive, and it's so precious. And you'll grow more and more and more as your experience ripens. I mean, this knowledge is universal among the regenerate. Those with one talent or them with 10 talents, both know the Lord. Both of them. Okay, here it is. The clearest knowledge, you that aren't saved, the clearest knowledge of God comes by knowing you are saved. Now, if you really know that you're saved, above every question in your own mind after you've received Jesus Christ, oh my, then you're going to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's when you know. See, there are so many people that are running from God and they're hiding like Adam. I talked to a woman the other day here, the boombox situation over in St. Paul. And, So I talked to her, and we prayed and so on. And she says, well, I used to be saved. I says, whoever told you such a thing? You used to be saved. When your kid is real nasty, do you look at him and then well, you used to be born, but now you're not born. I don't know you. You know him, but you know him with a paddle, or you know him with, you know, you still know him. You're still chastising, but you still know him. What is this kind of talk? Well, I don't know you. You know him. You sometimes don't want to know him. Oh, comes that kid again. Oh, now what? Did you ever say that to your kid? Now what? They come in. Now what's wrong with you? You ever do that? I'd come home and my nose would be about this big, so wide, about this big, and the ear was bleeding and tore. And my mother would say, now what'd you get into? Seems like you're bent. You're bent on killing yourself. What did you get into now? It's getting so I hate to answer the telephone ring. Hello, this is the principal. I got your son down here. Oh, no. And they'd come in there and they'd look at me. Now what'd you get into? Oh, hello, sir. My poor daddy had to go see the principal. He was from the old country, and the principal was like the president of the United States. Salute him. And he says, Paul, he's pure white. He's Greek and he's dark anyway, and he's pure white. He says, Paul, the principal called. I said, so? He called. Don't have a heart attack. What can he do to you? The principal! He's a great man, the principal. So I used to try to stay out of trouble because my dad would just put in your, you know, lose it because the principal called. My mother was different. She'd walk in the principal's office, slap me in the wind. Yes. But I'm still their kid. They put up with me until they both passed away. I wore them out. Praise God, we're going home. Let's out of here. Well, I was still their kid. When the police car came and drove me away, I was still a kid. My mother's standing outside the bar. They're looking for you again. I was still their kid. It's the same way with God, only greater. It's like I said a week or so ago, I said, it's got a rope on you. You can go around in a circle, but you can't get away from God. You think you're getting a long ways away. Oh, I'm away from God now. And you just get close enough to the edge, the pit there, and bam, he pulls you right back in again. You can't get away. That's knowing God. To knowing God is to know that he is able to keep you under that hour. Now, is there anybody in here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior?
So if you're here,